Songs of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 7. She longs for where he is, where he feeds his flocks, where his flocks are, the flocks of his companions. And this simply is the body of Christ. Where he feeds his flock, that's the church. So not only does she long for him, but she longs for where he feeds his flocks, where his companions are, where those that love him are. We cannot separate our love for the Lord from our love for the brethren. They go together. Then verse 9, he says, "Oh my love, you remind me of the mar of the chariot spans of Pharaoh." And you know that of all the royal nations, cities, kingdoms of the world, one city or country or nation that is very elaborate with the way they honor their king is Egypt. And now, the horses that the kings or Pharaoh uses is taken from a very tender age and groomed and trained and given special treatment and grows to just be graceful in the way it behaves, especially the female horses. And he says, "I liken you to that. You are separated for me. You are beautiful for me. You have been groomed for me. I paid the price with my blood. You are sanctified and you stand right for me. I paid the price long before you could even think of it. The deal was sealed long before it could even come into existence upon the earth that you were mine." Verse 12, she says, "The king is at his table, but his fragrance covers me. So he may be distant from me, but I still feel his love. I still know that he's there. I still perceive the aroma of his presence. I'm still lost in his glory and all of that." And this speaks of how our relationship works with God when we don't see him close to us, when we don't see the evidences around us that he is there. We have his fragrance around us. We have the covering of his love, the covering of his presence. It's never distant. It's always close to us. And then verses 13, she compares him to a mar placed in between her breasts, in her bosom. That's the lover speaking now, the beloved speaking to her lover. And that just shows that our Lord applies depth to the most delicate parts of our lives. We find ourselves constantly dying to self, find ourselves constantly looking and gazing upon him. So when we go through those dealings, it's likened to a mire placed in between our breasts. And then verses 15, he calls her beautiful, and that when he looks into her eyes, he sees doves. Doves is a symbol of peace, is a symbol of his spirit. So when he looks at her, he sees his spirit. You know, one of the things that I know, speaking to a few men, is when their woman or their wife understands them, sees things from their point of view, think like them. And I think we women love that as well. So he speaks of, "You are seeing things from my perspective. You understand me. We are one. You love peace. You see peace." It's important that we imbibe this as part of our identity. And then she speaks in verse 16 of the place of their communion. It's ever refreshing. "Beloved, you are beautiful. My beloved, yes, delightful. Our arborant couch are green and leafy. Constantly refreshing every time I come into your presence to commune with you, to spend time with you. It's ever refreshing." And the extent to which the scriptures are detailed is just beautiful. And then lastly, for verse 17, the beams of the house are like cedars, and rafters and panels are cypresses and pines, which shows the strength under which they dwell. Strength under which they dwell. I hope you've been blessed and that this would affect your identity, how you see yourself, how you view where you're coming from, how you view where you're going to. This would also help in our daily walk with the Lord, understanding that He's always there. You're special, you're separated long before now. It's meant to be a thing of intimacy. And I pray that the Lord will bless our hearts and cause us to grow in our knowledge of Him. In Jesus' name, amen.